porta di Seul.
Guitarist Leila Violao was born on the island of São Vicente in 1928. Growing up, he says, he remembers hiding his guitar playing from his disapproving father.
E aos 14 anos já tocava na sala, tocava música na sala.
Violao says that as a 14-year-old, he earned about 5 cents playing on the street every night while his father was at work. He says he gave half of his earnings to his stepmother, so she would help keep his secret. A self-taught musician, Violao says there was never a music school when he grew up. Only recently did the former Portuguese colony open its first music school. Violao says Cape Verdean musicians have mostly learned on their own, finding the music within them naturally and without any formal instruction. Violao grew up to practice civil engineering, working on construction projects as more of the country's 10 still volcanic islands became inhabited. When he could not find work, he played his guitar, even after losing part of his middle finger in an accident in 1956. He mostly performed what islanders call morna music, singing about nostalgia, love, loss, and sacrifice.
O talento dos cabo-verdianos vem desde o sacrifício dos outros.
Cape Verdeans know that our talent comes from the sacrifices others made before us. We're able to sing because others have died of hunger for us. Our strength comes from this history of perseverance and hope. Que deixa pouco
curar meu ódio. É mais forte. A emoção. A emoção da morna é mais forte.
Morna is the saddest of our island songs. If you're already feeling sad when you listen to it, you will feel the pain even deeper. The songs talk about eternity. That's a long time to feel sadness.
Waves of drought in Cape Verde prompted massive immigration throughout the 20th century, to the point more Cape Verdeans now live outside the country than in it. Even as recent as 5 years ago, the Cape Verdean government asked for international aid after a bad harvest. But Violao says things are changing for the island.
Com aquele tempo é diferente. É muito diferente. Cabo Verde em via de desenvolvimento.
I grew up in a different time, when people were dying of hunger. Now, more Cape Verdeans and donors are giving the island money. I'm happy with how the islands are doing.
On average, Cape Verdeans earn more than most of their West African neighbors, about $2,000 a year. Their country is no longer considered one of the world's poorest countries. It is set to become, officially, a middle-income country at the end of this year.
I love you for sentiment reason.
Violao says the music is also changing. Whereas, he says, it changed little before independence from Portugal some 30 years ago, young musicians now are creating more modern genres like this one.
Every night, sweet, every morning.
But even with these changes, the island guitarist is not ready to stop singing the hundreds of morna songs he has memorized. The father of 30 children, married to his 11th wife, says there will always be plenty of reasons to sing morna. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Praia, Cape Verde.